It's 980 WCAP. Dreaming of boat drinks. The one and only. Oh, you got to put the microphone on that. And we're going to be wearing up some boat drinks in the next half hour. This is now for folks of Big Fun Friday who've been listening for a long, long time. This was usually our craft beer segment.
Yes, it was.
But we're gone bigger and better, and wider. It is now our spiritual half hour.
Yes, it is.
It is our spiritual half hour.
Non-alcoholic.
Of course.
Yeah. The sound of the blender had no alcohol.
Not yet, anyway.
Okay.
Not yet. It's all brought to you by our good friends at the Liquor Shop. The Liquor Shop at over on Lakeview Avenue.
No, I mean Bridge Street.
God, why do I always call it Lakeview Avenue? Don't go to Lakeview Avenue.
No.
For a kid who grew up in Centerville, you'd think I would know my way around. It's at the Sunrise Shopping Center. On Bridge Street. You don't need an address.
I apologize if you're listening. I don't. Whatever. It's right there by the.
It is 1215. Yeah.
Market Basket. It's that great plaza.
1215.
Yes.
It's always 1215. So we have opened up the scope, and we figured, what better, you know, kick off to summertime?
Right.
What says summertime to you? Boat drinks. And you need a blender.
Yep.
And you need some concoctions.
Yep.
But the number one ingredient is rum.
Yes,
for most of the boat drinks.
And a boat.
Well. Well, pretending we're on the good ship Tippy here, which is kind of like not that far-fetched.
On the good ship Poublon.
Yeah. Anyway, our good friend Steve Gubba is here. Hey, the Goobinator from Gubba Rum.
Gubba Rum.
Yeah.
Steve Gubba.
G-U-B-B-A.
Yes. Ask for it by name.
Yes.
Steve is here. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're great. We've had a chance to run into Steve a couple of different occasions over at the Liquor Shop, which is one of the fine establishments that carries your wonderful product. And I should tell you right now, and we'll tell you before we get out of here, too, that immediately following this radio program, Steve's going to hop into his palatial vehicle and drive Bridge Street over to the Liquor Shop, and we'll be doing a little sampling. So this is kind of thing. We're going to talk about it on the radio.
That's right.
We haven't really been able to get, you know, scratch and sniff radio or taste it radio going yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing the next best thing. We're going to talk about it here, and then you go over to the liquor shop, and you can sample.
And
we're going to do a scratch and sniff over there.
Yeah, you'll be the real deal.
The real deal. We're not going to kid around. This is serious stuff.
Steve, for folks who don't know about you and about the rum, let's talk about, first of all, how it came to be.
Gubba Rum came to be 3 years ago when my wife and I were in the Caribbean in St. Martin having a fabulously romantic dinner overlooking the Caribbean Sea.
Yes.
And after dinner, we were served a fabulous rum liqueur in several flavors as part of the meal. Great, great, great taste. We had coffee, we had guava berry, we had vanilla, and it was a delicious rum liqueur. So I got back from the Caribbean 2 weeks later, and I said to my wife, why don't we try to import this? She, of course, was ready to shoot me or have me committed.
Now, you had a real gig at the time.
Well, I had something of a real gig. One of many pseudo gigs I had for a few years there.
Got you to St. Martin.
It got me to St. Martin, but it was time to find maybe a real gig. Anyway, the short story is that we couldn't import it, but somebody said to me, you know, I know a distiller in the foothills of the Colorado Rockies, and he would work with you to develop the rum you're looking to do. And he was like, this is Dancing Pines Distillery in Loveland, Colorado. If you're ever in the Boulder area, take a ride up there. It's only about 20 minutes away, and they'll give you a short tour. It's not a big place. This is really an artisanal, small batch distillery, great to visit. They are an award-winning distillery. They make their own great stuff, too. And they've made Gubba Rum to my specs and to our taste, and they've come up with a great product for me, and we're thrilled with what we have and what we have to offer. We tell people it's the smoothest rum you can imagine.
And all you have to do is try it, and you will agree. You definitely will agree.
Absolutely. The CAP folks here, the WCAP professional staff, really are big fans, and I can't thank them enough.
Well, you're very welcome. Steve Gubba is here. Gubba Rum. I got to ask you, you're not a chemist. Nor do you play one on the radio. So how did you come up with the perfect blend to your palate?
Well, using my great CPA skills, my accounting skills, I'm not big on harsh. And I don't like all sorts of spirits that when you drink them, it burns your throat out. I wanted something that was smooth, that when you drank it, you'd go, wow, that's really good. And that's what I get when we do tastings, and you guys have seen it at the liquor shop on Bridge Street, that people do exactly that. They don't know what they're drinking. They go, oh, I can't drink this rum. I've had, when I was 18, I had a horrible experience. Not that anybody ever drinks at 18. But
well, we used to be able to.
We used to.
Before they raised
it
to 21. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, we're all from that
world. We're all from that,
that
world.
That was a great
week. Except for Captain Tippy.
We messed it up.
That's right. And we can't. The only problem is we can't remember that world. That's
right.
The real problem. And that's what people do. People come in, they taste it, they go, oh, my God, that's really good.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because we had this conversation earlier with Mr. Poublon, and he says, you know, generally I don't like rum because I don't like the Bernie thing. Didn't you say the same thing?
I don't know. I like the Bernie thing.
All right, never mind. Never mind. Just hit the buttons.
I will.
But anyway, what you were saying, a lot of people don't like that, and definitely a smooth rum that you could just sip. It's a nice sipping rum over ice.
Yeah, exactly. We have a silver and a gold, and the gold really, I think, tends to lend itself just a little bit more to something you're going to maybe put over ice, sit on a porch, look at the beautiful sunset, and sip instead of scotch, instead of bourbon, instead of vodka in many of its flavors or whatever. It's that smooth.
So you have two that you have, and you call it the gold?
Gold and silver.
Gold and silver. All right.
Gold and silver.
So the gold. Describe the gold for us.
The gold is infused with real vanilla, and it's in 6 months. It's infused for 6 months in stainless steel. We do not age our rums. They're pure cane rums. They're both 70 proof, and because they're actually organic, they have the highest quality ingredients, and they are indeed the smoothest things you're ever going to taste.
And then you've got the silver, which is the one that a lot of people like to go. I'm kind of the silver guy. It's got more of a little hint of coconut, right?
That's exactly right. We infuse the silver with real coconut, again, for 6 months. And it is extraordinarily smooth. It is lighter than, I'll say, most of the other coconut rums that are out there. But again, it has that smoothness that perhaps people sitting in a bar for a couple of hours enjoying a cocktail, they may say, wow, that's really good.
Steve Gubba is here, Gubba Rum. And if you would like to sample it, Steve, probably, 5:30-ish or so, will be over at the liquor shop over on Bridge Street in the Sunrise Shopping Center. Yep. And our good friends at the liquor shop are proud sponsors of the Spiritual
Hour.
Shout
out to George, if he's listening
yeah,
right now.
Big shout out. I'm sure he is.
Yeah, there you go.
Unless he's on his tuna boat somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we talked about it a little beginning and you know, playing Jimmy Buffett's boat drinks and kind of, you know, Buffett and rum are sort of synonymous, you know, 15 men on a dead man's chest. Ho, ho, ho. In a bottle of rum, right?
Ho, ho, ho.
When you make, summertime says blenders. It says, you know, daiquiris. It says pina coladas. It says
rum punch,
mojitos, right?
Yep. Mojitos. Oh. Well, we love mojitos.
Yeah. Although this is going to listen. The Lime Blight, which you used to get five for a buck, or now a buck a pop if you can get them.
I heard that. I'm very upset about this. This is a real blow.
This is a
blow to my business. The Lime Blight. Who'd have thunk it?
All of a sudden.
I think they had flooding too, or something.
It might have.
You think that's what it was?
A double combination in Mexico.
Yeah. Old Mexico.
Well, you know. Think of the damage it's going to do to the Corona business. Oh. Who can drink one without a lime in it? And the entire Mexican food industry is built
guacamole.
On limes, right? Guacamole and, you know, a lot of cooking with lime.
Guacamole. This is really a disaster.
I'm sorry to bring that up.
Oh, my God.
So forget about that. So drink rum.
So drink your rum neat. With a little ice, and you don't need all that fruity stuff.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. What's easier than a rum and Coke? A rum and ginger beer.
Cuba Libre.
Yeah. Cuba Libre. Right.
Yeah.
Steve, your rum is 70 proof?
70 proof.
Is that standard for rums?
No, they run
the gamut?
They run the gamut. They can go from 70 to the...
Obviously, 151.
151.
Yeah, just stay away from
the high test.
That's
the
Bacardi product, right? Yeah.
Bacardi. Cruzan has one as well.
Ron Rico
has a purple label. That's
and what's the... Is the Bermuda one... Is that a 151?
Gosling's is not a 151. Okay. They may make one. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So we can make a nice dark and stormy with the...
We can make a dark and stormy with the gold, which is delicious. We can make a rum and Coke... which is delicious, and you add a lime, and it becomes a Cuba Libre.
Right.
But I think today there's a possibility that we have a pina colada in our future.
Well, why don't we... Okay, now you have told me, and we haven't put you to the test yet, which we're going to do right now. that your rum and just a little zip and zap makes the best pina colada that we've ever had.
That's the truth.
Okay. I'm interested.
I can see it's sparked your interest now.
Very much so.
All right. So what do we need to do? Let's get the makings of the perfect pina colada. You get the first round, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll because I. You gotta love everybody here at the studio is now lining up in front of the windows. Going, yeah. Really? What is this like? Drive through?
This is really pretty simple. And the recipe, if you buy cream of coconut at your favorite store, and of course our favorite store is the liquor shop on Bridge Street.
Yeah.
Cream of coconut, Coco Lopez, Coco Real, and you put in roughly 2 ounces of cream of coconut, 2 ounces of rum, 2 ounces of pineapple juice, a cup of ice. You've got just throw it on into a blender, of course. Mix it up, froth it up, and you've got a fabulous pina colada.
All right, why don't we take it step by step? So into the blender, we're putting...
Exact proportions, of course.
Yeah, he's pouring exactly. Just remember not to get any of the ice cubes on the equipment.
In the board.
Kids at home, please remember, we're professionals. Don't try this at home.
Like try it over at your friend's house.
That's like the old Charles Lacordaire thing where he brought in a snowball and put it on the top of the studio. Now into the blender is going some... Finely squeezed pineapple juice.
Fresh squeezed pineapple.
Fresh. And then, my favorite sound. Into it is going
about an ounce and a half.
Of the gubba.
Of gubba silver.
Gubba silver. A little...
Nice.
That is the creme de...
Coconut.
Creme de coconut.
All right. And we're putting the top on.
Yeah, and I'm not responsible for what happens when they push the button.
Oh, Jerry,
just make sure you hold the top down. That's all I ask.
Hold the top down.
It's like a humorous thing with blenders. They have 900 different choices between.
What do we want to hit to blend?
I would just go crazy. Press one and just hang on for the ride, man. Hang on for the ride.
Smoothie?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, here we go.
This is not a test. This is the Emergency Blender Network. There you go. It sounds good. All right. Let's bring the colonel in. He can have the first sip, seeing he's he's the official tester. Sam, before you leave, come on. You have the first sip. It's 980 WCAP. How do you turn that? How do you get that off, Chris?
There's a lock mechanism on the bottom. Just kind of spin the bottom. The bottom plastic.
All right, we don't want to lose that.
I should probably run in there, huh?
It would have been nice. There we go. It's 980 WCAP. It is our spiritual half hour, and we are talking to Steve Gubba from Gubba Rum, Gubba Silver, Gubba Gold. You got to get a Gubba over at...
Delicious taste without any rum. I bet it tastes even better with the rum in it.
Well, yeah, this is, really this is radio, so we can't...
cheers.
L'chaim.
Slancha. Oh, that is delicious and nutritious.
And it's good for you, too.
That's right. Well, it's got juice products.
That's right. We've got pineapple. We've got all the basic food groups are here.
You know, as a matter of fact, we've made it so special, we hid some kale in the recipe.
That is very good.
Good stuff. All right. Chris, why don't we take a quick break? And then, so you can come on in here. Don't be tripping. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more. It is our spiritual half hour, all brought to you by our good friends at... the liquor shop at Bridge Street at the Sunrise Shopping Center. And if you, too, would like to check out this fine Gubba Rum, Steve is going to be out there sampling a little bit later on for a couple hours, so come on by. Say you heard it on 980 WCAP, and, he'll give you a sample regardless. And he's enjoying his own work. All right, we're gonna brew up another one, and we'll be back. It's 980 WCAP.
On a dead man's chest.
Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
Drink, and the devil be done for the rest.
Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
Arr! It's 980 WCAP. That may be the first and last time we ever hear that song on this station, huh?
It was necessary.
Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. And you know what kind of rum they're going to be drinking, Chris?
Gubba.
Yeah, got to get a gubba.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm having my pina colada.
Virgin pina coladas.
I love it. Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to add gubba rum to yours. Oh, here we go. Wait a minute, hold on. fire that up. This is the sound of summertime. That's what I'm talking about right there. This is live radio at its best. Only here on the Living for the Weekend radio program. Can you hear? It's pretty grinding over there.
And you know what? You know, a virgin pina colada, you know what that is? A pina colada that no one has had any drink of before.
Very good.
An important spec.
Very good. Steve Gaba is here, and if you would like to try his fine rum, it comes in gold, it comes in silver, and you can check it out a little bit later on over at the Liquor Shop over on Bridge Street at the Sunrise Shopping Center. And he's going to be over there doing a little sampling later on this afternoon. And you know what? As we said, it's a fine sipping rum. It is made the best pina colada, and very easy. Easy fickings.
This is really a snap.
Easy fickings.
It's really a snap to make.
That
this
would be fixings, by the way.
Yeah, ice pineapple juice, cream of coconut, and Gubba silver rum, and you're in business. It takes a minute and a half to do it.
It's very, very fun.
You know, we were talking a little bit earlier, Steve, that coming up next month is strawberry picking time. It is the time of year. And I'm thinking a little Gubba in the perfect daiquiri.
Strawberry daiquiris in June. You can go out to
Parley's or...
And any farm you want, pick your fresh strawberries, bring them home, a bottle of Gubba Silver, and the same thing in the blender, a daiquiri, and it's the best. It is just the best.
Now, without giving it away, you know, we like to talk about price points a little bit. You know, when you're walking down the aisle and you see all the different rums, and maybe you don't know what, and maybe you're somebody that just goes by price and you don't know taste, you're somewhere...
We're typically around $20 right now. We're in stores from Worcester to Provincetown right now, and the North Shore, the liquor store right down, liquor shop right up the street, down to Falmouth at the Boathouse, which isn't a liquor store, of course.
But I love it. Yeah, that is a nice
place. It's a lot of fun down there, and it's flying out of there. We're having a great time. So it's widely available now, and.
Is there a website in case people want can't get over to?
Certainly is. If you want to see where it's available, either by the drink or by the bottle, check us out at gubbarum.com. That's GUBBA rum.com. You'll get all the information you want, my life story, but more importantly, where you can find Gubba Rum.
Which is more important. You know, your life story is okay as an addendum, buddy. I want to know where I can find the product.
Where is world headquarters for Gubba Rum?
Yeah.
You're looking at the world headquarters right now.
Not here in the studio?
This is it. You're looking at the world headquarters. I just parked my helicopter in your back lot. So
live from me.
So you must sleep someplace. Someplace in Massachusetts?
Gubba Rum headquarters is in Newton.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And it was originally in Worcester. Yeah, well, Newton is famous for its pirate tradition.
Yes,
Arr, matey.
You know, we should get you to sponsor National Talk Like a Pirate Day, which happens every year. You know about this day?
I am not familiar with this day.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it falls on the calendar, but there is an actual Talk Like a Pirate Day where you have to walk around all day going, Arr. Well, my favorite thing is if you know a musician that's tuning up, you say, play something in the key of Arr.
Thank it's September 19th.
I see he's a good audience. I like him. Stick him around.
There's a stupid bird on your shoulder.
I know.
Shut up.
Well, it looks like
that's no bird. That's a growth.
That's a chicken. That's for dinner tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, by the way, that is actually September 19th.
See, how did you did you know that first?
My lady looked it up and she told me.
I love that we've got a crew here now.
Look at that, a crew.
You know, all you have to do is bring in spirits on the spiritual half hour, and they will come.
And the point is that like a lot of. You know, 20 years ago, there'd maybe be three rum selections in any given liquor store because you had Bacardi run Rico.
Bacardi owned it all, right?
Bacardi and Captain Morgan, really, they still own it all.
And Bacardi originally was a Cuban rum.
When
the 50s, when the communists took over, they had to split to Puerto Rico.
Right.
And it's a sugarcane-based rum, and then there's other ones that are based different ways. But now there's all kinds of refined high-end rums, much like there is vodkas and gins and bourbons and scotches and everything.
That's really true.
It's kind of fun. More people are drinking distilled spirits that care about it, and they're discerning tastes.
Right. I think the taste buds have gotten better in a lot of people. You know, it kind of goes along with the craft beer, where we used to, you know, drink whatever.
People like to find their own brand.
Yeah.
I think, you know, a lot of it is owed, we owe a lot of this to, the truth is, to the folks at Sam Adams, because 20, 30 years ago,
right.
When Jim was walking around himself going door to door to sell Sam Adams, and no one had ever heard of it, It caught on. It's a fabulous product.
Well, and that's another thing that we like about you, man. You were like a one-man wrecking machine. You were a one-man wrecking ball. You were the chief cook and bottle washer.
And then I dry the dishes at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And figure with rum, people weren't going to the Caribbean as a vacation place, you know, till after World War II, kind of. Mm-hmm. And then people went down and had a great experience like you did in Martinique or someplace, yeah. or I, myself, like at St. Thomas, I have a friend there, yeah. And you drink the local rum, and you go, I got to get this back home.
Yeah. And you're only allowed to bring so much.
Right.
There's only so much of the island you can bring back with you.
And some of it wasn't imported.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I went to St. Thomas myself about 5-6 years ago, and I brought back, it was some crazy price, you brought back a couple of bottles of Cruzan for $3 a bottle.
Yeah.
I unfortunately didn't buy, there's a whole shelf full of rum, and I didn't take the 80 proof rum, I grabbed by mistake the 151.
No, there's no mistake there. That was
complete mistake.
That was subliminal.
Complete mistake.
Hey, and before we let you go, we're almost out of time at the top of the hour. Exciting news. I know we've got Wegmans. We extol the virtue of the Wegmans coming into to town. There is a brand new superstore going to be opening in Burlington real soon. But you may be able to, you know, talking to the Wegmans people, you may be available at Wegmans.
Yeah, we're going to talk to the folks at Wegmans in Chestnut Hill this coming Tuesday, and they seem like they're going to be nice enough to take my brand of Bubba Rum into the store.
That is really cool.
I'm very excited about that. Yeah. Very excited about that.
Some people say with Wegmans, it's really a liquor store surrounded by a grocery store, because it really is one of the great liquor stores in upstate New York.
It's an astounding store. I mean, they must have, it's like their wine department, I have to say it. And George, I love you, and I love the liquor shop, but they have Fort Knox of wine in the Wegmans liquor store.
They do everything
crazy.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
That's
and the bottles go for $1,000 and more. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Steve, you're a great guy. We wish you well. Thank you for coming in and kicking off our spiritual half hour. I can't think of a better way to do it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're out cruising around and you would like to sample, have a little sip of the wine that we're talking about, because this is interactive radio at its finest, get over to the liquor shop on Bridge Street. It's going to take you about a half hour to get over the bridge, I'm thinking. So,
at least.
Yeah, about 5:30 or so. Steve will be over there for a bit. Go say hi. He's a really cool guy. Say, I'd like to try your rum, and we wish you all the best. Give the website one more time.
The website is gubbarum.com. Come visit. We'd love to have you come visit our website.
All right. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We are cruising into the top of the hour. The drive at 5. We'll bang on the drum. And so much more coming back on 980 WCAP.